Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Good evening or good morning, Rush Nation, depending on when this one gets out. It's been a busy night for me. Don't know if you know this, but I, you know, was on the Fantasy Pros podcast earlier, so that just took a little bit more time than I thought it would, and then dinner, and you know, if you listen to that, you heard it's my wedding anniversary, so just sort of cracking on and getting some bits done now. So just thought I'd get this one recorded. The article went out earlier, so hopefully a lot of you have read that already, but just to get you prepped for your waiver wires, and let's get straight to it. Quarterbacks this week, the two I really like this week are Mac Jones. Mac Jones is a floor play. Yes, it's a difficult matchup against the Bills. However, they have lost Tre'Davious White. That does change the proposition quite significantly. So for me, I think Mac Jones, he's elevated. He's improved as the competition has gone up. Had a really good game against the Titans. Had a really good game against the Cleveland Browns. I can expect him to have another good game here. He is, for me, quite a high floor quarterback play this week, and I look at the other options there on the waiver wire and think, if I just need a filler in this week for Aaron Rodgers and company, that would be the play I would go to for sure. The other option, if you are chasing points, is to go with Daniel Jones. I know he's been particularly bad. He's had two terrible weeks in a row now. However, you know, he has this ability when pass catchers come back and he's got a full offense with a new offensive coordinator, he could really boom. So we're just waiting for that to happen. He is very boom or bust. It's a risky play. But if you're chasing points, you're behind in your matchups, it's a must-win matchup. You can't just do with the safety play. Daniel Jones is that high ceiling play, but it does carry a lot of risk. Both of these guys, I would say, are sort of 3-5% of your fab at this stage of the season. Definitely want to be picking these guys up over anybody else that's left out there. Moving on to running backs, I still really like Ty Johnson. A lot of people aren't really in on him anymore after what happened last week. That should mean you get less competition for him. Don't let the box score fool you. Ty Johnson was used in this offense, and that when the game was close, and then as the game spread out, wasn't used as much. The Jets were in control of this matchup for the majority of it, and that meant they could use Tevin Coleman. That game script is going to favor Tevin Coleman's kind of role. The Jets aren't that good. It's not going to happen that often. So in the more challenging games, especially as they face you know, some difficult fixtures here in the next few weeks. Okay, maybe the Saints, they could get ahead and monitor that depending on the situation of health of both teams. But yeah, for me, I would be having Ty Johnson over pretty much any back this week, except for Jamal Williams, who isn't on this list. But Jamal Williams is someone I would have more because Jamal Williams is over 30% owned. Johnson's 27.6% owned. I'd be quite happy to drop 10% of fab on him. Dontrell Hilliard, he's on a bye this week. So 23.9% owned. Not a huge fan of this. Obviously, he had that one big explosive play. He is on bye this week, so that does mean that he's not going to play. Not a lot of people are going to be on with him, which means if you have that space to stash and see what you get, I like the fact he was explosive. You could probably get him on pennies on the dollar this week, so probably just 1% to 2% of fab because people won't pick him up given that he is on a bye. So something to, you know, to look at, but he definitely does look like he had some juice. He looked good against the Patriots, which shouldn't be sniffed at. He looks like he could be the lead back in this role and in this offense moving forward. Boston Scott, I really like here. 17.3% owned. He has the Jets this week, so it's a plum matchup. He's on bye afterwards, so this is a one-week play. If you need someone who's going to be highly productive for a week in a must-win scenario, Boston Scott's probably your guy. Looks like Jordan Howard will probably miss time. It looks like Mark Sanders will probably miss time. So it looks like this way, it should be very relevant for Boston Scott to really tear it out and do a job for this week. But yeah, just keep in mind he's on bye next week. Well, the week after, week 14. But he's well worth 10% of your fab if you're in a must-win situation. Matt Breida, he's 5.6% owned. He has New England this week. And again, if you're looking at the box score here, you're thinking, oh, Breida isn't really the main guy here. Two things to consider. The first one is that with Matt Breida,
he was elevated into the starting lineup and they faded Zach Moss. That's as he elevated up the depth chart. And the second is when this game wasn't close. When it was close, Breida got a lot of the work. And then when the Bills pulled away, Singletary got a lot of that garbage time sort of work, that sort of just managing the game load, which says they really value Matt Breida for those explosive plays when they need to come up with points. When they're in games that are going to be a lot closer game script, so they've got the Patriots here, this is a divisional shootout effectively, then, you know, Breida's going to be heavily used. So I like him for this matchup. If I'm chasing points in my flex, so I'm thinking about huge upside flex play, and that's what Breida is going to be this week. But it does go without saying, after what's happened with Christian McCaffrey, after what's happened with Dalvin Cook, I said this last week, go and get those handcuffs. If you didn't listen to me last week, go and get them. The reason those guys aren't in this article is because they are over 30% owned. But definitely go and get those handcuffs. Hopefully you listened to me last week. Hopefully you listened to me the week before. Talk about handcuffs, talk about picking up these players. You know, I still go on about Benny Snell. Benny Snell is still someone that needs to be owned. In case something happens to Najee Harris, his usage is going down. Maybe we might be seeing the end of Najee Harris in that sort of dominant role. Something to consider, something to think about. Moving on to wide receivers, Kendrick Bourne is my top wide receiver ad this week. He is 15.2% owned. He also has Buffalo. So again, as I mentioned, Notre Dame is white. There's a different outfit to if he was there. They do, you know, once you start losing your primary corners, it is a bit of open season. We've seen this with the Buccaneers. They've lost most of their corners through the season. Teams have been able to pass on them and take advantage. And I think Kendrick Bourne, you know, he's running a significant amount of routes when he's on the field. He's had 3 touchdowns in 3 games. I wouldn't be shocked to see him get a 4th touchdown here this week as well. I really like Kendrick Bourne as a play this week. Russell Gage, he's 18.6% owned. He has Tampa Bay. This is a fantastic matchup for Russell Gage. He's finally sort of coming along. He's finally putting up points, getting in the end zone. He's not been healthy most of the season. It looks like he's back to near enough full health, or at least at the productive range. He is the wide receiver 1 on this team. Yes, they've been poor. Yes, Matt Ryan in particular has been poor. But this is a matchup you can really attack. You know, it's either going to be Russ Cockrell or Pierre Desir playing cornerback on one side with Sean Murphy Bunting on the other. You know, neither of those guys are premier guys. You know, Sean Murphy Bunting makes plays. He's a decent cornerback at this level. Russ Cockrell and Pierre Desir wasn't even signed by anyone until the Buccaneers signed him in October. He was a free agent. So kind of tells you where teams think Pierre Desir is. He's just a cover guy. And, you know, they can be attacked. You saw Carson Wentz attacked them, carved them open at times on Sunday. And that is what's going to happen again this week, or at least that's what should be the plan this week. So I would be getting, if I'm Arthur Smith, I'd be dialing up Russell Gage heavily. I think both those guys, Bourne and Gage, well worth 5 to 7% of your fab any day of the week and twice on Sunday. Other one, bonus one, I really like Josh Reynolds. 0.3% owned. He has Minnesota this week. Now, you know, he went for 370-1 on Thanksgiving, and he looked good, looked explosive. He has that relationship with Jared Goff, been bought in because it's someone who knows Jared Goff, is familiar with Jared Goff. They're very important. They're good things to understand. And he has an opportunity. He has flashed in games. He has flashed at times and looked like a decent receiver. We need to see that again. In order for that to happen, he needs to get the ball. I look at this now and think, well, anyone on that Detroit offense can elevate themselves to the one. Why not Josh Reynolds? I'd be taking a punt on him. He's worth a couple of percent of fab. Anywhere up to 5% to chase flex appeal here for sure. Tight ends, I've gone for Cole Kmet, 13.2% owned, Arizona week 13. Now, this is all dependent on whether or not Andy Dalton starts. If Andy Dalton starts, this is a lock. Like, this is a definite play I'd be playing everywhere this week, because I think, you know, he had a huge volume of targets this week, or week just gone. He's going to get a huge volume of targets. This, you know, even if Allen Robinson's there, you know, Andy Dalton will use his tight end. So I really like this as a play, but it is all dependent on whether or not Andy Dalton's going to be there. If it's Fields, this does arrow down a bit. Still doesn't mean it's a complete bust, but it is something to keep an eye on, that's for sure. The other one, and this is one that I'm more intrigued on, is Foster Moreau of the Raiders. He's 0.6% owned. It looks like he's going to come in for Darren Waller. And when he's been in this role before, he's been highly productive. He's been highly productive. He's a very efficient player. And he is someone who will come in and do a very, very good job. So I'm chasing touchdowns. Foster Moreau knows where the end zone is. He has caught touchdown balls from Derek Carr in the past. So I really like this play. If I was a prop bet guy, this I'd be betting on him to get a touchdown this weekend for sure. Kicker, I've gone with Evan McPherson. So Evan McPherson is the kicker 3 on the week going into Monday night. Football was as I wrote this and recording this. So, you know, he's been superb since that game with the Packers. I've had him in here before. Well worth, if you've added him already, you know, he's just set and forget for the rest of the season. You can feel pretty confident. Him or Michael Badgley, both of them set and forget kickers for the rest of the season. You feel good about them. My DST play for the week is the Minnesota Vikings. They do have Detroit. Just go and chase Jared Goff. Get a couple of turnovers and they'll really sort you out. I think this is going to be a big game for them. That'll do it for the Waiver Wire podcast. Do check out the articles, check out everything on the site. Do check out the flagship show with Dan and special guest. And also check out me on Fantasy Pros. Hope you enjoy it. It's just a further explanation of some of the plays talked here. There's also additional ones there. It's some cool stories and bits and pieces on that as well. So, but as always, good luck in week 13. I'll be back later in the week. But as always, don't forget.